And on this day, July 13th, 1787, a law is enacted promoting more freedom, enlightenment, and tolerance than any ancient or modern legislator ever produced. We'll tell you that story. Let's get started. The period between the close of the Revolutionary War and the signing of the U.S. Constitution is called the critical period in American history. America was operating under the Articles of Confederation at the time, but that government was weak. America couldn't pay their bills, trade was in trouble, and the states were fighting with each other. Everyone thought the new experiment would fall apart before it got started, and that's why it was called the critical period. So it was dark times. But this dark background only enhances one great work of statesmanship that was produced by that tottering government. And here's the story. The large area between the Great Lakes and the Ohio was claimed by various states before the war. But after the war, the states were convinced to abandon those claims and give them over to the Union at large, and the states obliged. Then, on this day, July 13th, 1787, the Congress enacted the Northwest Ordinance, which established rules to govern that territory. Now, the act placed the territory under a governor and judges until the population grew large enough for real representative government, after which they could apply for statehood. Now, this is the first time in history a nation allowed other states to join a union on equal footing. It was truly groundbreaking. The act stated that 3 to 5 states could be carved out of that territory and basically join on equal footing. What an amazing document. But that's not all. The act also provided complete political and religious liberty, a system of free public education, and slavery was forever excluded from the area under the domain of the ordinance. Basically, every breath you took in those states was like breathing the fresh air of liberty. Within a year of the passing of the ordinance, people from Massachusetts, sent out by the Ohio Company, founded the town of Marietta in what is now southern Ohio. And with the establishment of county government and courts, the Northwest Ordinance was put into operation. Revolutionary War veterans and other settlers began to pour into the region, and the population grew fast. Eventually, the area was divided into Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin. These states owe their early prosperity to the Northwest Ordinance of 1787. The Northwest Ordinance was the first law for the government of national territory, and it declared that the extension of power of the United States into the Western wilderness was to be at the same time the extension of the blessings of enlightenment, tolerance, and freedom. Daniel Webster said this about the ordinance: "I doubt whether any single law or any lawgiver, ancient or modern, has produced effects of more distinct and lasting character than the ordinance of 1787. Now that is something to be proud of. Let's breathe the fresh air of freedom together.